Divine grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Vilas Thakur Ki Jai Vrinda Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Shidwita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shishi Radha Krishna Govinda Sayam Kun Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturam Ki Jai Navadeepdam Ki Jai Jagavadasamani Ki Jai Yamanamai Ki Jai Shrimati Kalvasi Devi Ki Jai Samveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled All glory is to Shri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 3, texts 14 to 15. We'll just do text 14 responsibly. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Aham Mahendro Nirritike Vachetaha Somo Agnir Ishaha Pavano Virinchihi Aditya Vishwe Vasavo Atta Satya Mahut Gana Rudra Gana Satsiddha Om Mahendra Niriti Prachita Samok Nirisha Pavano Virinchihi Aditya Vishve Vasabhota Sadhya Marugya Rudragana Rudragana Sasidaha Ahamahendra Nidati Pacheta Shamuk Nirisha Pavano Vidinchi Aditya Vishwe Vasavota Sadhya Gana Rudra Ganasa Siddha Aham Hendro Nidati Pracheta Sumok Nirisha Pavano Vilinchi Aditya Vishwe Vasabhota Sadhya Gana Rudra Ganasa Siddha. Okay.
Amendra Nirti Prejata.
Amendra Nirti Prejata.
Oak Nirisa Pavana Vinci.
Oak Nirisa Pavana Vinci.
Aditya Vishve Vashmo Hata Sadhya.
Aditya Vishve Vashmo Hata Sadhya.
Arda Gana Rudra Gana.
Ladies, whoops. Yeah, go ahead.
Aham Mahendra Nirti Pracheta.
Aham Mahendra Nirti Pracheta.
Samam Nirisha Pavana Vinci.
Samam Nirisha Pavana Vinci.
Aditya Vishve Vishavata Sadhya.
Aditya Vishve Vishavata Sadhya.
Okay, ladies. No one? Okay. We'll go ahead. I'll just read the next text and the word by word synonyms. Anye cha ye vishvasya jo maresha rigvabdayo sprishta rajastamaskaha yashehitam na vidu sprishta maya satvat prasada ap satva pradana apikim tatunye. So you repeat. Aham, I am Yamaraj. Mahendra, Indra, the king of heaven. Nirati, Nirati. Pachetaha, Varuna, the controller of water. Samaha, the moon. Agni, fire. Ishaha, Lord Shiva. Pavanaha, the demigod of the air. Grinchi, Lord Brahma. Aditya, the sun. Vishve, Vishvasu. Vasabaha, the eight vasus. Atta, also. Sadjaha, the demigods. Marukanaha, masters of the wind. Rudra Ganaha, the expansions of Lord Shiva. Sasiddaha, with the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Anye, others. Cha, and. Ye, who? Vishvasvijaha, and Marichi and the other creators of the universal affairs. Amara Isha, the demigods like Brihaspati. Bhrigu Adyaha, the great sages headed by Bhrigu. Asprishta, who have not been contaminated. Rajatamaskaha, by the lower modes of material nature. Rajogunatamogun. Yasha, of whom? Ihitam, the activity. Navitu, do not know. Sprishtamayaha, who are illusioned by the illusory energy. Satprapradanaha, chiefly in the mode of goodness. Api, although. Kim, what to speak of. Tataha, than them. Anye, others. So translation, I, Yamaraj, Indra, the king of heaven, Nirati, Varuna, Chandra, the moon god, Agni, Lord Shiva, Pavana, Lord Brahma, Surya, the sun god, Vishvasu, the eight vasus, the sajas, the maruts, the rudras, the siddhas, and Marichi, and all other great rishis engaged in maintaining the departmental affairs of the universe, as well as the best of the demigods headed by Brahaspati, and the great sages headed by Bhrigu, are all certainly freed from the influence of the two base material modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance. Nevertheless, although we are in the mode of goodness, we cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of others who under illusion merely speculate to know God? So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The men and other living entities within this cosmic manifestation are controlled by the three modes of nature. For the living entities controlled by the base qualities of nature, passion and ignorance, there is no possibility of understanding God. Even those in the mode of goodness, like many demigods and great rishis described in these verses, cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one who is situated in the devotional service of the Lord is transcendental to all the material qualities. Therefore, the Lord personally says that no one can understand him but the bhaktas, who are transcendental to all material qualities. Bhaktimam Abhishana Di. As stated by Bhishma Dev, to Maharaj Yudhisthira, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 9th Chapter, Text 16, Nāyasya kari chitrājan bhuman veda viditsitam Yodvigya saya yukta muyanti kavayopihi. O King, no one can know the plan of the Lord Sri Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are never bewildered. No one, therefore, can understand God by speculative knowledge. Indeed, by speculation, one will be bewildered, muyanti. This is also confirmed by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter, text 3. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye vatatam abhisidhanam kaschid mam bhuti tadvata. Among many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection, and even among the siddhas, those who have already become perfect, only one who adopts the process of bhakti, devotional service, can understand Krishna. So Omagana Tibadasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha Vritta Tarsha Rubagimana Promotion of Shotra Mano Viraman Kautama Shloka Gunanavada Kuman Vidajeta Pana Pashivnat. Actually, this is a very interesting statement from the This is practically, I would say, the nutshell verse of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Some of you may know that verse. That, Nivritta Tarshar Upagimana, that if one wants to eliminate the miseries of this material world, then there is a remedial measure, Kautama Shloka Gunanavada, by chanting the holy name and the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the material miseries can be alleviated. However, the last line is very interesting. Puman Virajeta Vinah Pashunat. That this cannot be appreciated by those who are Pashunat. That means killers of animals or killers of the soul. So in other words, if one, as we used to say, if one is a meathead. Did you hear that expression before? Meat eater, we call them meatheads. That was an expression we used many years ago when I joined the Hare Krishna movement. That means Their head is just, anyway, whatever, stuffed up with meat, and their karma's bad. So if one is performing sinful activities, then they cannot appreciate the pastimes of the Lord. That's why it's, practically speaking, essential for people to become vegetarians to become Krishna conscious, or to even appreciate Krishna consciousness. Absolutely essential. So here it's mentioned, in a similar vein, that it's important to be in the mode of goodness, to appreciate Krishna consciousness. Because in the mode of passion, the mode of passion is born of unlimited desires, and definitely you can't think about spiritual life if you have unlimited desires. So much wealth is mine today, so much more will be tomorrow. I will conquer him, my enemy. So that's keeps you from understanding Krishna. And the mode of ignorance, you basically become addicted to madness, indolence, means laziness, and sleep. So those lower modes are really not so good for Krishna consciousness. But the mode of goodness is good because one, as we were describing last night, when we were talking about brahminical qualities, one is samadana kapakshocham, one is peaceful, one is equal poised, one is studying Vedic literatures, studying about self-realization, so it's easier to become Krishna conscious for the mode of goodness. But the mode of goodness has a big problem to it. That it's not the shuddha, it's not the uncontaminated mode of goodness. It's mixed with a little bit of the other modes. Not a lot. Like when we talk about someone being in different modes of nature, they are actually in a combination of different modes. I mean, rarely will you see someone completely in the mode of passion. You know, sometimes they get a little goodness, they feel happy for a second. And sometimes they go to sleep. So, that's actually interesting. There's different times of the day that are good for different modes of nature. Like this time of the day, up to about 9 o'clock in the morning, is the mode of goodness time. It's really good for hearing and chanting. In the evening, of course I know you all like doing programs in the evening, but it's not a mode of goodness time. It's a time for partying. Let's party. But anyway, if you have a Krishna conscious party, it's okay. We have no objection. But the each time of the day has a particular mode of nature attached to it. That's why people generally, they go to the bars in the evening. And if they go to the bars, they keep the bar dark so it stays in ignorance. You know, if you had like bright lights at the bar, usually that would not work to sell alcohol. Anyway, so in the middle of the day, we have the mode of passion, because after about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning, everybody wants to get to work. So every part of the day, every different types of food are in different modes of nature. Different activities are in different modes of nature. And as we were describing last night, Kornam Guna Sandasha Sadasa Jana Jonishu, Bhagavad Gita teaches us that according to the association with those modes, with the time of the day, with the food, with the people, with the activities, we actually, those modes rub off on us and affect our consciousness. So we have to be careful who or what we associate with, or when we associate, or what we do. You have to be very, very careful. That's why it says, Sangos Changa. One should give up bad association, not only with people who are detrimental to our spiritual advancement, but other things like food that's too hot, or food that's decomposed. One has to give up that attachment to too many chili peppers, for example. So, anyway, so the point is the generally in the material world, the mode of goodness is contaminated with the other modes of nature. And another problem is that, as Krishna states in the 14th chapter of the Gita, that the modes of nature are fighting with each other. So sometimes you're in the mode of goodness, and then the mode of ignorance and passion try to pull you out of the mode of goodness. And sometimes you're in passion and the mode of goodness and ignorance try to pull you out of passion. So they're always struggling for control. It's like, sometimes it's depicted as three puppeteers, or people control marionettes, you know, the puppets from above. I'm sure you've seen that before. But in this case, they're actually pulling on different strings in different ways and they're having what they call a tug of war with you. You know what a tug of war is? You have that in Fiji? Where you have like people on one side, people on the other side, and they're pulling. And the people who can pull the other group into the river. That's what we used to do. We used to have a river or some water between us. And then we'd have to pull the people into the water to dunk them in the water. Of course, we all knew how to swim, so it wasn't a problem. It's not like Fiji where nobody knows how to swim. Because you're all afraid of dying in the water. Right? Anyway, it's interesting. You live around water and you don't learn how to swim. It's pretty stupid. Because you're afraid, because your mothers were afraid that you would drown. So they never taught you how to swim. So because they never taught you how to swim, you probably will drown. Pretty stupid. Isn't it? I mean, there's this whole superstition. Whereas the Fijian natives, they just throw the kids in the water and they learn how to swim when they're 6 months old. So, anyway, so we had this tug of war. So the modes of nature are tugging, having this tug of war with you all the time, just back and forth, back and forth. I mean, sometimes you're completely ignorant, drinking your kava, and sometimes you go to work and you're trying to make money. You know, money, money, money is the honey. Just like we heard from one girl last night, money, money, money. That was her mantra. Anyways, so the modes of nature are struggling, so that's another big problem. But even if you could maintain yourself in the material mode of goodness, there's an even bigger problem, according to Krishna in the Gita, that you become conditioned to a sense of happiness. In other words, you think everything is all right. And I've often given the example of one particular location where Prabhupada said, in this location, he said, if there's no happiness in the material world, but if there isn't any happiness in the material world, it's in Hawaii. That was Prabhupada's statement. Now, why did Prabhupada say that? Because Hawaii is perfect temperature, even better here than Fiji. They have avocados this big. Yeah, pretty good, isn't it? Papaya this big. It's like a heavenly planet. It's practically left over from Satya Yuga. However, very hard to find serious devotees there because they're attached to this sense of goodness. Everything is beautiful. Why do we have to chant Hare Krishna? Birth, death, and old age, and disease. Oh, that's you fanatic Hare Krishna. Even if they're devotees, they talk like that. Then we're not talking about non-devotees. We're talking about devotees. They talk, don't be fanatic, Maharaj. It's beautiful. The surf is beautiful. Let's just enjoy life. And there's natural herbs like marijuana to smoke. They're growing everywhere. It's like that. And I often give the example that when I was the GBC there, I would sit down and give Bhagavatam class and there wouldn't be anyone there because everybody would be surfing. You know, surfing. As Prabhupada called it, suffering, you know. They go out the waves and ride the waves back and forth, waiting for the perfect wave. So, that's the problem with the mode of goodness. And we see the demigods, who are primarily in the mode of goodness, have these different problems, and not only the problem of being attached to the sense of happiness, but the problem of sometimes falling into passion or ignorance, like you see Indra, going after Ahalya, right? Gautam Rishi's wife. I mean, that's definitely not goodness. He turns himself into a replica of Gautama Rishi, has a relationship with her, then he gets cursed, he loses his masculinity, and then he has to have a transplant. You know this story? He loses masculinity, and there's a transplant from a ram. Ram is something like a goat or something. Yet itself, this is definitely ignorance and ignorance and passion. So, there's danger in the mode of goodness. Sometimes I give the example, the mode of goodness is like the airport. You need to go to the airport to take a plane, but if you go to the airport, you get just enamored, just like you go to the Fiji airport here, Nandi Airport. And now there's so many stores here, there's liquor stores, especially liquor stores, isn't it? It's interesting. You go to the airport to take a plane to go somewhere, and the whole airport is a big liquor store. It's like that in Fiji. And then you go to India, it's like that too. Anyone's been to India lately, seen it? At Delhi Airport, Mumbai Airport, it's just like 10 times bigger than this temple is a liquor store. All varieties, you know, as they say, variety is the mother of enjoyment. So all varieties of liquor. I mean, it's hard for me to understand how you have so many varieties of alcohol. So, anyway, so if you go to the airport and you get bewildered by all the liquor stores and you get intoxicated and you forget to get on your plane, that's like getting enamored with the mode of goodness. You go to the mode of goodness and you just get enamored with everything here and then you forget to chant Hare Krishna. So that happens. Therefore, Krishna says, what? Yashaham anagrinami harishe tetanam shadam. For those who I especially favor, I give them pain. I take away everything until that. And in other words, if you get enamored, this you should be thinking about this, if you get enamored with the mode of goodness, Krishna's eventually going to smash it. And then you're going to be left with nothing but the holy names. Isn't it? Nothing but the holy names. And that's what Krishna says. Yashaham anagrinami harishe tadanam shanam. Prabhupada was fond of reciting that verse. And you see in Prabhupada's own life that Krishna took everything away. His wife was nasty. His business fell apart. And he lost so many things. Lost all his money, actually. And then there was simply Krishna. So that's Krishna's special mercy. And for the devotees, we can expect that special mercy. We become attached to just enjoying life. Like even in Krishna consciousness, we can become attached just to sitting down and eating opulent prasadam, duruka, and lanka. And what else? What else do we eat? Any other preparations? Paneer, yeah, another. Paneer with a little bit of sabji in it. Don't call it paneer sabji, you call it paneer spice with one bacon in it. So you become attached. And you think, oh, prasadam, prasadam. But actually Prabhupada said many stalwarts have fallen down in the name of Mahaprasadam. Sweets. You think, oh, it's so nice, I'm so Krishna conscious. And then Krishna will pull the rug out from under you. As we were talking about that example last night. Rug out from under you means if you're standing on a rug, and someone pulls it out, you fall flat on your face. It's nice. So Krishna does that to his devotees. They're standing, oh, everything's nice, and Krishna takes the rug, and you're standing on it, and he goes, woo! And you go, bah! So what happens? You're trying to enjoy eating opulently, and Krishna gives you a stomach problem. So every time you eat, you just throw up something. Happens like that. Or you're enjoying, oh, your nice family and everything, and people get sick, people die, you get sick. It happens. I mean, I've seen, like, for example, there have been devotees who have left Krishna consciousness, and it's amazing that Krishna arranges some really hellish disease for them to get. And finally, they come back at the, what we say, 11th hour. You know what 11th hour means? The last moment. And they come to Vrindavan, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then they go back to God. It's really interesting. I've seen that with a lot of my God brothers. That Krishna just pulls them back at the last minute, takes everything away, their health, their family, their money, everything that they're proud of, and they just chant Hare Krishna. So before Krishna does that, we should take the matter in our own hands and become Krishna conscious. Because if we don't, like they say, there's two ways of learning. One way is learning by hearing, and the other way is learning by doing. One is more intelligent, learns by hearing. You know, hear, oh yes, I should surrender, I should chant. Otherwise, if you don't do it, Krishna will put you in such a situation where that's all your relatives and friends will reject you, as that verse states in the Bhagavatam. And then all you can do is chant, Hare Krishna, oh Krishna, why did you do this to me? I was your devotee. And I did so much so I distributed so many books, I preached to so many people, I initiated so many people in Krishna. You know, why aren't you kinder to me? But Krishna's kindness is sometimes what we call tough love. So don't become enamored with the mode of goodness like the demigods. It's really not going to get you back to the home back to Godhead. Vairagya vijja nijabhakti yoga siksharta eka purusha purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sivira Dari Kripam Bhagya Vistvam Aham Prabhadya. So, you want to be Krishna conscious? There's two things. Vairagya and vijja you have to cultivate. Vairagya, that means giving up attachment to this world. Like we talked about, one of the offenses on chanting, maintaining material attachments. Vairagya, vijja, and also cultivate knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Nijam Bhakti in Krishna consciousness. Shikshartha Eka Purusha Parana. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, has taught us that one lesson. This is a verse written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Vairagya Vidya Nijam Bhakti Yoga. And the devotees should all learn this verse. Vairagya Vidya Nijam Bhakti Yoga Shikshartha Eka Purusha Purana, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shadeva Dari, Kripam Bhudya, Yaspam Aham Prabhupada. I surrender unto you because Krishna, you have now taken the manifestation of Krishna Chaitanya. So, on that happy note, so any questions or comments or arguments? Keep it short. No? Arguments, problems, issues? No? That's good, because you're all up late last night. That's a good question.
Hi, about how we are affected by modes of material nature. Could you explain a little bit more?
How we affected? The modes are everywhere. Like if you look at a sign on the street, drink this. You know, just like on the way to Lotoka today, there were signs, drink this, and there were pictures of young people enjoying on the beach. So that's karanam guna sangasha. We're affected, but we don't have to be controlled. A devotee has the ability not to give in to the effect into the attraction. In other words, I can choose, I'm not going to do it. Whereas someone who's not Krishna conscious, according to the modes of nature, they're actually nahi kaschit chanam pi jato tishtati karma krit karyate yavasar karma sarva prakriti jagrana. They're forced to act by the modes of nature. We can identify, just like it's described in the Bhagavad Gita, that a self-realized soul is not attached to, any modes that may manifest in his mind at a particular time. Because sometimes there'd be, the mode of goodness may manifest in the mind, sometimes the mode of passion. Like, for example, you may get angry sometimes. We were just in Australia, and there's this thing called road rage. You don't have road rage here. Road rage means like you do something on the road and aggravate someone else and they come after you and they punch you. No, you don't have that. You know, Australia's like that. Nice, peaceful people. So I saw that when I was in Australia, you know, people in different cars that were cursing each other and everything like the whole road rage. So sometimes we may have an impulse to strangle someone. You know, they may really aggravate us. But then we control the pushings. You understand? So one who is Krishna conscious, the physical body may have these pushings. There may be some influence in the mind until one's perfect in Krishna consciousness. And then you just tolerate. But definitely we come in contact with the modes of nature. Just going out there, you go to the supermarket, you see so many things. You may hear some, you go to the shopping center, you hear some music playing, right? Some Bollywood music. And then without being aware, the ladies start dancing like that. I mean, I've had devotees who watch Bollywood music while they're chanting their japa. And I say, you can't do that. And they say, well, it encourages me to focus on the holy name. Especially the lady, I mean, men do. Bollywood. So says she would keep a TV in front of herself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And she wasn't watching that movie, Oh My God, you know, Go, 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 Govinda. You seen the movie? No. You seen the movie? There's an interesting movie called Oh My God. And Go, 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 Govinda, Go, 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 Govinda. You didn't see that? Very nice. At least they were chanting Krishna's name. It was actually a philosophical movie that showed how most of these yogis are bogeys. So that's why I watched it. It's actually very instructive. And they were chanting, go, 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 Govinda, go, 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 Govinda. So anyway, so apart from that, we have to be careful about who we associate with. Like if you eat too many chili peppers, you're associated with the mode of passion. Right? Some of you like chili peppers? Chili peppers didn't come from India originally. They're from South America, just to let you know. Vedic. Krishna did not eat chili peppers 5,000 years ago. And tomatoes also came from South America. So when we eat certain foods, we eat too much. That's a mode of ignorance. Sleep too much. So we are associating from time to time with the modes of nature, yes, till we become Krishna conscious. So I think we have to end. I want to thank everybody for a nice visit. We're going to be going to Singhatoka today, after Singhatoka Suva. After Suva, we're going to Lambasa. After Lambasa, we're going to Sabu Sabu, right? And after Sabu Sabu, we go back to Lambasa, and after that, we go back to Suva. And after that, we fly out on the 2nd of October from Nandi. So we'll probably have breakfast in Nandi on the 2nd of October. Hopefully we can do it at Pandu's place on the 2nd of October. I already talked about it. So, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, Nina Bhandari, nice to see you. Krishna Chaitanya, Rohini Sutta, Catherine, Shalini, Shivas, Mike, Mayapur Chandra, Sundari Radha, Raman, Teresa, Hari Priya, Radha Mohan, Laura, whoops, Anuradha, Rasavi Hari, Agari, well, Leela Shakti, so many nice people, Jagannath, Anthony, hey, I think that's Kavi Chandran, James Lipscomb, he gets it, Malini, Vrindavan Chandra, Tananjaya, Alan Mahamantra from South America, we'll see you soon in India, Rasamando, Mayapur, Draupadi, Haripriya, okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.